This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Nonstop news at 5, and good afternoon. I'm Rob Archer. Two LAPD officers hurt in a helicopter hard landing today. Some people at Boeing in Long Beach also lost their jobs today. All that's coming up. But first, we're about an hour away from another update on the Franklin fire in Malibu. It's burned more than 2,800 acres now. No containment. Started late last night in the hills around Pepperdine. It spread very quickly because of red flag wind conditions. Those warnings, along with the smoke advisory, are going to stay in effect until tomorrow night. All of Malibu covered by either an evacuation order or an evacuation warning right now. Fortunately, there are no reports of any injuries so far. And the LA County Fire Chief says that only a minimal number of homes have been destroyed. Officials are going to be giving an update in Malibu at 6. You can hear that live right here on KNX News. Despite evacuation orders, a lot of people decided to stay in their homes, Craig Figner reports.
From PCH and Pepperdine, I'm looking up at the firefight that's happening in the hills. There are several stubborn hot spots that they've been hitting all day long with water-dropping aircraft. Talked, too, with this woman. She's lived here 30 years. She and her husband, they have two properties. She's keeping watch on one. He's keeping watch on the other.
We also have a house in the canyon that he's up at now. He won't ever leave. He'll go down with the ship.
For real? It's just a house.
I know. It's just stuff.
Huh. Okay. How bad is this? I mean, you've lived here for 30 years.
It's always scary seeing smoke so close to your property. I've seen it worse where there were red flames coming up on the other side of the highway. That was the first fire
that's
we
PCH,
had.
That's PCH, right?
Yeah, that's PCH. Even when I kept receiving emails and texts yesterday about the potential SCE shutdowns and shutoffs, I thought, well, they're just being overly protective because there was no wind.
And she's like basically everybody here in Malibu who's decided to stay. She's living in darkness. The power was cut as a precaution ahead of this windstorm about 7 o'clock last night in Malibu. I'm Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Two LAPD officers were hurt in a helicopter accident. The chopper had a mechanical failure during a training exercise this afternoon that caused a hard landing. The officers only had minor injuries. They didn't have to be taken to a hospital, though. The FAA is investigating what happened. More than 100 workers at Boeing and Long Beach are in the job market after being laid off, part of about 500 people let go across the state. Boeing had said it was going to cut the workforce by 10% in the next few months. Company cited financial and regulatory troubles and a machinist strike that lasted about 2 months. Boeing's CEO says the strike didn't cause the layoffs, which he said was the result of overstaffing. The company says the worker is going to stay on the payroll for 2 months and get a severance package. Community groups rallied outside the LA County Board of Supervisors today, demanding the youth at Los Pedrinos Juvenile Jail be freed. The state has ordered that facility to be closed by Thursday. They say it's unsuitable, but the probation department doesn't appear ready to meet that deadline. Karen Adams reports.
Free the 50 girls! Free the 50 girls!
They chant free the 50 girls because they say they're the most vulnerable at Los Pedrinos. But what the Youth Justice Coalition and others here want is for the facility to be shut down.
We're really here to call on the Board of Supervisors to use their power and call this a state of emergency, because this is an emergency. I mean, our youth are inside suffering.
Yeah, it's not safe for them currently in Los Pedrinos. And so I know the board is like, okay, where should we send them? But I'm like, where they're at now is dangerous. So why not give us an opportunity to support them.
The state has deemed Los Pedrinos unsuitable because of staffing issues, which many like Floyd Harge, who spent 2 years there, say has led to a fight club type culture there.
A lot of times I had to fight for what I needed. Basically, like, if I wanted some noodles, they would like go fight a kid for it.
The Board of State and Community Corrections is standing by its shutdown deadline of Thursday after the facility failed a last-minute reinspection to prove it was suitable to stay open. However, the county probation department says it recognizes more improvements are needed but disagrees with the BSCC's findings that Los Pedrinos is unsuitable and is now analyzing its options. Meanwhile, the department's head has agreed not to resign after meeting with county supervisors, saying he's committed committed to addressing the ongoing challenges at the county's juvenile facilities. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Mayor Karen Bass's LA homicides are going down. At a press conference earlier this morning, she said homicides and the number of shooting victims have dropped by more than 25% since 2022. She added that gang-related killings have fallen by more than 50% during that same time period. Bass says a big factor is stopping crime before it happens.
Last year, we launched the new Office of Community Safety to focus on that and to interrupt the cycle of violence. We have worked to strengthen the city's gang reduction and youth development program through increased training for community violence intervention workers, and we also worked to strengthen one of the city's violence reduction programs, Summer Night Lights, which brought more than 80,000 Angelenos and helped transform our public parks into safe spaces for youth and families.
She's just days away from completing her first two full years as LA's mayor. Much more on the Franklin Fire. We're going to hear from an official at Pepperdine University. That's coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues. Presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review. Back down to our coverage of the Franklin Fire, driven by those really high Santa Ana winds. Still 0% contained. Fire officials say what they call a minimal number of homes have been damaged or destroyed. We're going to be getting another update from officials coming up at 6 o'clock. We'll bring that to you live. But joining us right now, live, is UCLA ecologist Morgan Tingley. Morgan, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about climate change. Are these very dry conditions and high-speed winds that we've been experiencing, is that attributable to climate change in any way?
Well, I mean, Santa Ana winds themselves are not attributable to climate change. Santa Ana winds have been around for hundreds of years, if not longer, and have been impacting fire here in Los Angeles for as long as humans have been living here. But climate change does make things worse.
And there's also a lot of fuel to burn, though, too. So when you factor all that in together, you've got these warmer summers, more extreme weather events, and then we get the Santa Ana winds, which you point out we have had for quite some time. But with all the dry weather and with all that fuel to burn, that makes for some pretty big, surprising wildfires like we are seeing in Malibu.
Well, the conditions that we're having right now are really extreme, which are giving rise to the rapid rise of the Franklin Fire. So, I mean, climate change does impact fire in sort of three main ways. One is it actually extends our dry season. So many years, actually, rains historically would have come already in November. And so we wouldn't have had this much risk this far into essentially our winter. Also, just by being hotter, it means that things dry out more during the summer. And then also sometimes, while the expectations are that climate change isn't increasing the frequency of Santa Ana winds, it is actually making the actual winds stronger themselves, which can lead to faster growth and of the fires like what we've seen over the last 24 hours.
How do we reduce the risk of these wildfires?
I mean, a lot of it comes down to really smart home and landscape management as much as we can. As an individual homeowner in California, I can't stop climate change, unfortunately. Obviously, that we rely on policymakers and governments to take really large effective changes there. But, you know, there have been really smart, effective strategies that we can actually do landscape managing around built structures to really reduce the risk. I know that in many cases that is happening right now. But, you know, by the time the fire is burning, unfortunately, that's too late to make those changes.
UCLA Ecologist Morgan Tingley, thanks so much for joining us. The LA City Council approved a plan to rezone the city to boost the construction of more than 250,000 new housing units while excluding some areas zoned for single-family homes. The citywide housing incentive program approved today to meet a February deadline to get a plan in place for more affordable units and comply with state housing obligations. The ordinance is going to encourage developers to build affordable housing in exchange for certain breaks on their projects, like height and parking restrictions. Actor and filmmaker Tyler Perry has been taking care of the abused Turpin children, according to Oprah Winfrey at a recent award show in Beverly Hills. Some of the kids had previously suffered abuse in a foster home after being rescued from horrible conditions at their parents' house. And parents and Paris, I should say. Winfrey said that Perry had reached out after seeing a TV special about the kids and that it had not been revealed until she said something about it at the awards show last week. Fake attorneys, L.A. practice been seized for exploiting Filipino immigrants. A state bar took over the offices of Salve Esperanza for engaging in the unauthorized practice of law last month. Officials collected 30 boxes of client files and 5 computers from her Avenue office. State investigators said investigation in some of her cases revealed the exploitation of many immigrants from the Philippines. More coverage of the Franklin fire. We'll get an update from an official at Pepperdine. That is on the way on Nonstop News at 5. Back down to the fire in Malibu. It's still 0% contained. It's burned more than 2,800 acres. The fire broke out near the campus of Pepperdine University. All classes were canceled today. And joining us now is university spokesperson Michael Friel. You were last on the air with us very early this morning. What's the latest when it comes to any damage to buildings there? And are you still dealing with the power being out?
Yeah, the power is out. We're thankful that we have not seen much, if any, damage to our buildings. I think we can be grateful for that and recognize the efforts of our first responders, L.A. County Fire in particular. Just really appreciate the partnership there and also just their ability to keep the fire at bay and protect our students and our faculty and staff who are on campus.
And what's the status? Will students and staff be back tomorrow?
Yeah, we canceled classes today. This is essentially finals week for much of our students, many of our students. Essentially, the deans of each of our 5 schools have been in contact with their faculty and arranging plans to ensure that the students can continue to complete their semester. Our undergraduate program in particular, looking to work with faculty to ensure that they complete necessary end of semester academic testing. And of course, our law school looking to maybe put off some of the exams until January due to the situation. So just a lot of work going on to rearrange and organize our coursework in order to help our students complete their semester. But also we want to keep in mind their safety and just their well-being. They've been through a lot in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, it's been a pretty scary time. Has that been expressed to you?
100%. We saw, firsthand what some of the students were facing when we issued our shelter in place orders. We got everyone on campus into the center of campus to ensure their safety. But even then, flames were approaching our campus and approaching our building. So we had our work cut out for us. We kept our students and our faculty safe, of course. But it's something when you look out the window and you see flames, it can be pretty disconcerting. And we're just grateful for our first responders and LA County Fire who kept our students and our faculty and our staff safe.
Yeah, you don't want to see fires coming that close. University spokesperson Michael Friel there at Pepperdine. Thanks for joining us. Another down date for the markets today. The Dow closed down 154, the S&P down 18, NASDAQ down 49. And now the Business of Entertainment report.
Your movie theater experience may be getting a little better. This is AMC says its data shows moviegoers are increasingly seeking out premium large format experiences. As a result, it plans to invest $1 billion to $1.5 billion over the next 4 to 7 years to enhance its locations in the U.S. and Europe. It's calling it the Go Plan, and it includes an expansion of AMC's premium large format, extra large format, and laser at AMC offerings. The goal is to provide high-performing theaters a greater selection of premium experiences to its customers. The timing and extent of Go Plan will depend on the box office recovery, as well as other factors like AMC's available capital and liquidity levels. I'm Bloomberg's Karen Moscow, KNX News 97.1 FM.
And that's your Nonstop News at 5 for Tuesday, presented by My Lemon Law & Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review.